This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong authorities stepped up security around China and the main representative office on Sunday as several protests broke out, with anger among the crowd simmering over what many see as an increasing cycle of violence against them. Reuters' Anna Bevin.
Protests over the past 2 months against a proposed extradition bill have grown increasingly violent. Last Sunday, anti-government protesters took police by surprise and swooped on the Chinese liaison office. This time, police were better prepared, guarding the heavily fortified building and firing tear gas at protesters. They responded with bricks, eggs, and other objects. What began as a movement to oppose an extradition law has taken on broader demands, including the resignation of Hong Kong's Beijing-backed leader, Carrie Lam, calls for full democracy, and an independent inquiry into what some say has been excessive police force against protesters.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevin. Russian police have cracked down hard on demonstrations in Moscow. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced his National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats is resigning after 2 years on the job and frequent policy clashes with the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Sunday that Coats will step down August 15th. The president says he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman and Trump loyalist John Ratcliffe as his replacement. This is VOA News.